What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in all over North America. Happy Tuesday to you. Hope you had an amazing one. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started. Every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer holding it down in New York City, Ryan Botcher. We got a lot to discuss. Oh, my goodness. The Indianapolis Colts, they decided to name a starting quarterback. Yeah, they had a choice of two. They picked the lesser of two evils. Daniel Jones is the guy over Anthony Richardson. Arch Manning, he's like, my granddaddy doesn't know what he's talking about. I didn't say anything about not entering into the 2026 draft. What does that mean? We have no idea. He could go to the NFL. He could not. Nick Saban says, yeah, man, I ain't coming back to college football. Quit asking. Rick Carlisle gets a contract extension with the Indiana Pacers. Rick Carlisle not going anywhere after taking his team to the NBA Finals. Joe Burrow, was he doing too much last night? Too much running around? Too many hits? We'll get into it. The Celtics officially have a new owner. John Wall officially calls it a wrap on his NBA career. Andrew Luck says he regrets ending his. Jerry Jones, no regrets about not hiring a general manager. For all you WNBA fans out there, another Indiana Fever player goes down. This is going to be an Indiana-themed show, huh? Sophie Cunningham is out for the year. She'll have plenty of time to be podcasting and vlogging, because I know more about her from that than anything on a basketball court. My apologies. 888-710, not really. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Notre Dame has a new quarterback and CJ Carr. Man, we got a lot to get into. And to talk about everything going on with these Indianapolis Colts, Destin Adams is going to join us next hour. Covers the Colts for Colts A to Z. It's easy to call me, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Yeah, that's not a difficult one, right? JR Sport Brief. Yeah, been that way since 2009. You can go ahead and find me online. Thank you for listening on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. You got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Of course, you can listen on the free Odyssey app. Listen however you want to get in. It's really that simple. Quarterbacks. It's a shame when you got to pick one over the other. Because if you have to have a competition, that means that neither one of them are all that good. One guy isn't standing head and shoulders above the rest. You want to have a decisive QB. And the Indianapolis Colts, since they selected Anthony Richardson number 4 overall in 2023, damn it, it's only 2 years ago, they've already decided, yeah, we've seen enough. Last year, the guy decided to sit out of play. He's like, man, I'm tired. Entire team looked at him like, man, you the quarterback. Your ass is tired. You pulled yourself out of a game because you're tired. Aren't you supposed to be the tone setter? The beginning of his career, he ain't know how to move the heliport out the way. This is the NFL. This is not Florida. Shout outs to the SEC. I'm in SEC country. Come on, man. This ain't Gainesville. You got the football. Move it down the field. Get rid of it. Otherwise, you're getting cracked by an NFL lineman, a linebacker, a cornerback, a safety is going to tear you up. And that's exactly what happened to Anthony Richardson. Sprained shoulder. Had a sprained shoulder again this offseason before they even got started. Concussion. It's like, man, these are not Pee Wee football players. These are NFL players. Duck down. Get out the way. Move. Apparently, he learned that too late. Because this past offseason, Daniel Jones, who was the sixth pick in 2019, helped take the New York Giants to the playoffs, with Saquon Barkley, of course, got himself a contract extension, and then basically got a boot out of town. Said, I don't want to be here. Y'all don't want me. He ended up going to Minnesota. Didn't do anything in Minnesota as he was the backup to Sam Darnold. And he was a free agent. And Daniel Jones looked at all the teams in the NFL and he said to himself, where could I go where there is also a miserable ass quarterback where I could take his job? Matter of fact, this guy would give me his job. The answer is the Indianapolis Colts. And today, Shane Steichen, the head coach of the Colts, let everybody know that the quarterback competition is done. It's over. Here we are, August 19th, 2.5, 3 weeks away from the start of the regular season. And Daniel Jones, the man who signed a one-year, $14 million contract, that is not backup money, by the way. Shane Steichen said that he is the man. And a matter of fact, he made it very, very clear that Anthony Richardson, he needs to get better in every single damn way possible. Ouch. Listen to this.
Really, the operation at the line of scrimmage, the checks, the protection, the ball placement, the completion percentage, I think all that played a factor in it. I think Daniel did a great job doing that, and I think AR has made strides in that area. But I do feel that, you know, he still needs to continue to develop in those areas.
Oh, ouch, ouch, ouch. Man, well, come on now. Anthony Richardson, when he came out of Florida, he barely played college. He could do backflips. He's a physical freak. When I got to think about his physical capabilities, it's not a stretch to say that Anthony Richardson is a cross between like Jalen Hurts and Cam Newton. The guy is I don't want to say Vic. He's more athletic. Well, not more athletic than Vic. He's more athletic than Hurts. But he's in that space. He's built like a tank, 6'4", 240. Can do backflips and juke the hell out of people. He's big like Cam Newton. He's more agile, more athletic than Cam. He's a freak. That's why they selected him. But when the Colts screwed up is when they said, all right, bro, here's your job. He wasn't ready. Everybody wants to draft the quarterback. Everybody wants to get the guy in and throw him to the wolves. It's not for everybody. I know it's 2025. You want to develop the guy while he plays, and you want to take advantage while you have him on his rookie contract. You want to get the job done before you got to start paying him $50 million. You got to start thinking about his fourth and fifth year option. You need to see him play. Come on now. The best quarterback in the game. He still is. He's not the MVP, not the rating MVP, but the best QB in the game. Patrick Mahomes sat for a year behind Alex Smith. Patrick Mahomes sat. And then when he actually went out there and played, boom, here's 50 touchdowns for you. Oh, yeah, I shouldn't have been sitting. Boom. And he developed. Come on. We saw last year what happened with Jaden Daniels with the Washington Commanders. It's not a one-size-fits-all when it comes to this quarterback thing, okay? That guy had the best rookie season by a QB ever. Damn near took his team to the Super Bowl. It's not one-size-fits-all. It doesn't exist. The Colts screwed this one up by putting him out there. Man, you got a quarterback who can't complete 50% of his passes? Oh, man, I've seen all I needed to see over the past two seasons. And then months ago, before they even get to training camp, he's still dealing with a busted-up shoulder? Come on now. Anthony Richardson, he had the media in front of him, surrounded by media in his locker room after this decision was made. He was forced to just face the music. Listen to Anthony Richardson. He was asked, hey, man, were you shocked that you didn't win the quarterback job?
I guess you could say somewhat surprised, but at the end of the day, we all knew somebody was going to have to be on this end of the stick, you know, and it was me.
Well, yeah, you got the short end of the stick because you can't complete the long end of your passes. Because you can't run past the line of scrimmage and protect yourself. Because you're an injury risk. Because you're a liability. And the Colts, they may have to cut bait. It's possible. Well, you understand somebody was going to end up on the short end of the stick. Anthony Richardson, how do you feel about this decision made by the Colts?
You got to respect the decision. You know, I feel like he's a better fit for the team, better fit for the outcome of us winning. So you just got to respect it and just keep working. You know, that doesn't undermine any other work I've been putting in. Doesn't, you know, say that I haven't improved. You know, I'm proud of the improvement I've made. Shane is also proud of that. So you just got to keep stacking on that and just keep getting better.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you got to do that with the backups, buddy. The backups. And that's not to say that he won't get his chance. That's not to say that he won't get his opportunity, because this was a quarterback battle with Daniel Jones. By the way, Daniel Jones, even though he, and you can't dive too deep into it because the team surrounding him wasn't all that good with the New York Giants. But at the same time, he didn't prove to be the type of quarterback who was going to elevate you. This is Daniel Jones. I've seen this guy run 50 and 60 yards to just be tackled by the turf. I've seen Daniel Jones throw some interceptions that make me go, oh my God, damn, wow, why? The Giants, the past two seasons when he started, they were 3-13. Daniel Jones, in that same time frame, 10 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. Come on now. Daniel Jones is getting a new lease at life, but there's no guarantee, A, that he's going to make it through this season healthy, because this is also somebody who likes to go out there and run. And this is also a dude who makes some poor decisions at times. God bless him and Anthony Richardson. They have one of the best running backs in the game, where they could hand the ball off to him and Jonathan Taylor. He should alleviate some of the pressure on them to go out there and push the ball. Let's just say the Indianapolis Colts, their offense is not going to be pretty. Daniel Jones spoke to the media as well after everybody found out he was the starting QB. He says, every single week, I'm going to show up and bust my ass. What else is he supposed to say?
I understand this league and how it works, and you've got to perform at a high level week in and week out, and that's certainly what I expect of myself, and I'll be, you know, expecting of all of us in this offense. I think we all have high expectations of what we can be.
Daniel Jones is an average QB. He's an average QB who can win you games with above average talent around him. But that's where you separate the good from the great. Okay, great quarterbacks can help elevate a team. A good quarterback, he's only as good as the talent that's around him. He's 500. You don't know if he's going to sink or he's going to swim. It depends on what's around him. A Lamar Jackson elevates his team just by being on the field. A Josh Allen elevates his team just by being on the field. Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, those are dudes who you look at. Those guys are elite. We know Daniel Jones and certainly not Anthony Richardson. Neither one of these guys are swimming at that end of the pool. They're not experienced and they're not good enough. And this is the part that really stinks. I would have given, and maybe he's that damn bad they had no choice. Just for the locker room's sake. And the locker room knows. He knows. Shane Steichen does. You would think if Anthony Richardson was anywhere close to Daniel Jones, just to maintain confidence in the team, they would have given Anthony Richardson the keys and said, "Yeah, bro, you go. And when you stink, it's curtains for you. Understand that." They pulled the plug already. That's how bad Anthony Richardson has been. The team in the locker room doesn't even believe in the guy. And it didn't start or end with the shoulder injury ending his season prematurely or a concussion. Man, this really started last season when he said, hey, I'm tired. I need a blow. I need to come out of the game. When you got dudes in a locker room publicly questioning you and needing to have a talking to you and you got to apologize privately and publicly, that's really when Anthony Richardson's problems started. But let's also be clear. Daniel Jones is not a long-term option or answer for the Indianapolis Colts if and when they actually want to compete for a Super Bowl. It ain't going to be him. And apparently, based on what we saw today, it is not going to be Anthony Richardson. Shane Steichen put kind of a stamp on his media availability. Hey, is Daniel Jones going to be the starter for the whole season? That's a clever question by the media, maybe a stupid one. Listen to what Shane Steichen had to say.
Look, he's our starting quarterback for the season. You know, I don't want to have a quick leash on that. I feel confident in his abilities.
Oh, okay. That doesn't mean anything. Nothing. Nothing. That's a no-win. That's a no-win answer, no-win response. He gave the best answer. Yeah. If he says he's the starting quarterback now, oh, so there's room for Anthony to start later. Well, there's room for anybody to start. Every week, it's a competition. You got to win out. That's a trap question. Yeah, I'll tell you this. Daniel Jones might have won the quarterback competition. But choosing between Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson just means the Indianapolis Colts were always going to be losers. That's the facts. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the circus. Maybe Daniel Jones starts every game. Maybe Anthony Richardson spells him every now and then. Both of these dudes are liable and likely possibly to get hurt. Yeah, nothing fun about the Colts. Gone are the days of Peyton Manning. What a time, right? What a nice time. Hey, nothing lasts forever. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Me being here this evening, this afternoon, will not be forever. We're just getting started. We got so many more quarterbacks to get into. You're going to talk about Joe Burrow in a little while, Arch Manning, CJ Carr, new quarterback at Notre Dame, Nick Saban not returning, Joe Burrow playing too damn much, John Wall calling it a career, Jerry Jones still being a pain in the ass. We got so much to discuss. If you want to talk to me, you can do that. The phone number is 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'm just getting warmed up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. All across the country, coast to coast, North America, on the Infinity Sports Network.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We opened up the show talking about the decision made by the Indianapolis Colts today, naming Daniel Jones as their new quarterback over Anthony Richardson. Cool. Great. Terrific. There's another quarterback on that team, by the way. Who knows? Maybe one day he'll start over both of them. I doubt it, but we'll see. Riley Leonard is also a member of the Indianapolis Colts. When's the last time you've seen him play or saw him play? Well, national championship game against The Ohio State University. We know Ohio State came out on top over the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. And because Riley Leonard moved on, like most college football teams, it is time to find another QB. And we found out who that is going to be today. It is CJ Carr, the next quarterback for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, winning the job over Kenny Minchie. Now, how could C.J. Carr not win? Given his familial pedigree, just in regards to college football, this guy's grandfather, and I'm still trying to understand, I know why he didn't want to go to Michigan. Dad went to Michigan. Mom went to Michigan. Granddad coached at Michigan, won a championship. His granddad is Lloyd Carr, who won a national championship, won all those Big Ten titles with the school. And then his other grandpa, was Tom Curtis, who was a defensive back, a great defensive back for Michigan, a Hall of Fame defensive back for Michigan. And at the end of the day, he woke up a couple years ago and said, you know what? Be my own man. His dad played center at Michigan.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure to walk in your family's footsteps, so I don't mind him going anywhere else.
Oh, he didn't say pressure.
No, but there is.
Well, naturally, there's pressure. I want to tell the people what he said. He said he wanted to break free and forge his own path. And so, of course, there's pressure. He's not going to say there's pressure. He said, I want to go ahead and forge my own path, which I certainly respect. And I would say there's going to be just as much pressure now that he's the quarterback here at Notre Dame, a program that, damn it, they just went to a national championship. And we know how open things are right now in college football. We know the parity that exists. Players are moving around all over the damn place with the transfer portal. Notre Dame's first game is going to be next Sunday, not this upcoming Sunday, but the 31st, against Miami, a team that just brought in a quarterback to replace their guy, Cam Ward, who just got drafted number one overall into the NFL. They got Carson Beck out there. I assume that Carson Beck is going to roll up to the game in his fancy-ass Lamborghini. Bacha, how many gold chains is Carson Beck going to have when he gets to the game?
Two. I think it's going to be one giant one and then one smaller one.
Okay. What color is the Lamborghini going to be?
Did he put paint on it, or are we talking about the original? It wasn't the original, like, blue or something?
I don't know. I can't keep up with his Lamborghinis. Yeah, you talk about pressure. Carson Beck, he doesn't feel pressure. He's like, listen, man. I am going to milk this NIL money for all it's worth. Like, he actually understands, and God bless him. He understands. Listen, man, when I'm out of here, when this situation is done, ain't no NFL future for me not playing. I'm probably going to make the most, unless I'm a career backup all the way through, which is kind of tough. He's probably going to be the backup to the backup. You might as well enjoy this fame and fortune, because you're not going to have this level of success in the league. I mean, Carson Beck wanted to go to the NFL. They said, no thanks. Come back when you're not turning the football over. And maybe he'll do that down in Miami. He left the Georgia Bulldogs to spread his wings. I think everybody in Miami knows, hey, what are the chances that we have anything equal to what we just got from Cam Ward? The answer is slim, a few, and far in between. And so we got C.J. Carr getting the start at Notre Dame. And he's going to take on Carson Beck in his first game. Now, the odds are certainly going to be for Miami against a quarterback who has never started a college game. C.J. Carr, he was in one game last year. It was a blowout against Purdue. Didn't even register a stat. He was just on the field, take the snap, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Just 2 days ago, Marcus Freeman, he talked about his quarterbacks having to choose between Carr and Minchie. This is what he had to say.
Nothing that I didn't know. They're both really good. They're really good players, man. And they both have a short-term memory. They're able to move forward from mistakes. They're coachable. They both work at the game. They work outside of, you know, the NCAA mandated hours. And so, there's not much negative I can say about them. You know, those dudes are improving and doing a really good job.
Ooh, NCAA mandated hours. Oh, ooh, ouch. Now, it's hard to give an evaluation about either one of these dudes, okay? Because they really haven't played college ball. I haven't seen these guys play. You got Kenny Minchie. This man is coming out of the South, I believe. I think he's from just north of me in Tennessee. And, of course, we know we got C.J. Carr. We know where the hell he comes from, Michigan. Dad, Michigan. Mom, Michigan. Grandparents, Michigan. Man, this guy is probably sick of Michigan. And good luck at Notre Dame. That's going to be pretty cool. Botcher, Miami's going to whoop him, right? They're going to win.
Well, I really can't say, just because Notre Dame's defense is usually really good and Carson Beck is turnover prone, and I don't think there's chemistry yet in the regular season. God. So I can't really say yet.
What a disaster that'll be if Carson Beck loses the first game. People are going to be rolling their eyes. We gave this guy all this money and his stupid chains and his Lamborghini and his twin girlfriends. You get what I mean? Anyway, we gave this guy all his damn money to lose to Notre Dame and a guy who's never started a game before? Ouch. Ouch. Hey, sign me up. I want to see him. Hey, I'm here for controversy. I wouldn't mind if he loses. And for whatever reason, Carson Beck rubs me the wrong way. It just does. I get he's young. He wants to show off his money. And he's like, hey, I got the girlfriend here. I'm like, man, just learn a little humility in the process. Just a little bit. You can have some. It doesn't hurt. And maybe I'm also like, hey, you were here at Georgia and you left. Good luck. Good luck elsewhere. Hey, speaking of leaving, you know, we heard this from Archie Manning, a couple weeks ago, talking about his grandson, Arch. He's like, hey, all my kids went to college. All my kids finished all 4 years. My kids went to Ole Miss. Eli finished. Peyton Manning went to school. He finished at Tennessee with the Vols. He's like, my kids finished school. They do. It's the Manning way. He said, I'm rich. Ain't no rushing here for money. I'm rich. I got beat up for the Saints. Finish your degree and then go play. Two Hall of Fame sons, at least one of them is. The other one's going to go into the Hall of Fame. Hi, Eli. And Archie was talking to the media, and he's just like, yeah, Arch is going to do all 4 years, too, at Texas. He's going to get his degree. Don't expect to see him in the draft in 2026. He's still going to be slinging that ball in Austin. And everybody's like, oh, well, if his granddad said it, it must be law. If his granddad said it, it's got to be the facts. Well, damn it, his grandson spoke today. Arch was just like, I don't know what my granddaddy's talking about because he messaged me and apologized. So I don't know what the heck I'm doing. Listen to what Arch said.
Yeah, I don't know where he got that from. he texted me and apologized about that. But I'm really just taking it day by day right now.
Damn, all the Mannings sound like the same person. You sound like the same guy. Sounds like Eli. He saw like Eli got sucked through a time warp with Peyton. They all sound the same. Damn. Arches, grandparents just say stuff, don't they? They just say whatever is on their mind. It doesn't have to be right. It doesn't have to be accurate. It doesn't have to be true. They just apply whatever they say or what's up in their brain, and it comes out of their mouth. Look at Archie Manning. Well, Archie Manning. Archie took a beating, so. Marco Belletti, we got to forgive him, right?
Archie, of course.
Yeah, he's old. He's a grandpa.
That's right. He could say whatever the hell he wants. He could talk about his onion on his belt. He could do whatever he wants.
Yeah, and he took a beating on the Aints, too. He took that beating.
And he did that to be able to secure things for his kids, and look what happened.
Yeah, so he can say whatever he wants to. I'm like, damn, he apologized to his grandson via text? Oh, wow, ouch. You would think, wouldn't a grandparent pick the phone up, or the grandparents have been sucked into utilizing technology, too?
You know, I don't know. I thought of that, but I got to feel like even though Archie shouldn't have said anything, I feel like that's an Arch reach out to Archie scenario.
Hey, Grandpa.
You?
Hey, yeah. Grandpa. What the heck was that about, yeah. Grandpa?
And just in general, how's it going? How you doing? How's the garden? And by the way, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. Archie, damn. Archie is 76 years old. Hey, he gets a pass. He gets a pass, right?
Like I said, he set this whole thing up. He's the patriarch. He can, honestly, a slip up here and there, he's done all right. He deserves that.
Well, you know what happened after that, right? He got a call from his sons, all three of them, and they were like, hey, Grandpa, Hey, Dad, just don't talk about anything anymore.
You think so? I think he went home, and I think his wife was the first one. She's the matriarch of that family. Let's not forget. She set that thing up, too. I'm pretty sure she was like, Archie, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah, shut up. And shut up. Yeah, be quiet. Yeah, no more cameras for you, okay? Between now and April, no more cameras, no more microphones. Sit down. We're going to watch Arch. No, when they come over to interview at the game, no, you can't do it. Nothing else from you. Damn. They get us eventually, Marco. Eventually, I guess it'll be in the future for me and you two one day. Maybe,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
I hope not. Nobody's going to tell me what to do or say ever. Hell no. I'm not going to stand for it.
Yeah, I could like say that, but I mean, let's be fair. I mean, that's not going to happen.
I feel like that's the circle of life.
Yeah, you know what? At this point, if you're going to tell me what to do, as long as I could sit in front of the TV every once in a while, like, I don't care. Go ahead. Tell me what you want to do. I don't care.
Yeah, you're right.
I told you, Jay, I'm not looking to be right, man. I just want quiet.
Yeah, I understand. I get it.
Just leave me alone.
Botch, are you taking notes?
Hopefully, I don't have to take notes for a few years. But also, just want quiet. That's it.
Yes.
Botch. Seriously, man, I don't want to fall down, and I want quiet. This is where we're getting to. Like, at some point, you graduate. There's steps.
Yes.
I'm now in that. Who knows what I'm going to get to in the next 25 years or whatever, or 20 years to catch up to Archie.
Botcher.
Quiet.
You understand, Botcher, one day you'll want quiet, and you don't want to fall. That's it.
And then you pass the quiet stage and start saying things for no reason.
Grandpa status. He didn't say anything for no reason. He was asked a question. He gave an answer.
And that's a mistake. See, when you're asked a question, you keep your mouth shut. That's what you got to learn. That is the things you got to learn.
Botcher, you don't know that. Here we go. Here, I'm going to get some emails now. Okay, I'll send them to you tomorrow, Marco. No, you, Botcher. When people get older, Jerry Jones. Here, perfect example. If he's older than Archie and he got a lot of money, much more money than Archie. Old people, you get old and you just start saying crazy things. You don't need an excuse. They don't have filters. You're just like, listen, I've lived long enough. I done been through the you know what. I don't care what anybody thinks about what I have to say. I'm just going to say what's on my mind. And that's what he did. You don't know no old people like that?
No, I do.
Just say whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of bad.
No, it's not bad. No.
It can be bad for some people.
That's a great part of life right there.
It's like at Thanksgiving. Grandma's cooking something and the whole family is over there. You got your girlfriend over for the first time or whatever. Everybody's meeting people and this and that. And grandma starts going, hey, remember that time something on your ass and I had to do this and that spot, that green spot that was there. We could never get rid of it when you were, 13 years old. And you're just like, whoa, what are we talking about right now? They say crazy things. They say crazy. At least Archie didn't say anything that crazy, right? Not that bad.
Yeah, he didn't tell us about the time, he soiled himself at like Niagara Falls when he was 9 years old. Right. He just went into this,
Yeah, you're right. It could have been worse. Archie could have been like, hey, I know my grandson pretty well. He's been known to make some interesting decisions. Well, there was that time. Yeah, it's a possibility. At least Arch avoided that one, so. At the same time, didn't Arch lose his student ID on campus like his first year? Did somebody return? Yeah, come on. So his decision making can be kind of spotty. As long as he makes good decisions on a football field, I have a feeling Arch will never probably need his ID for a lot of things. He'll have somebody handle that for him. Huh. Let's see what he does. Yeah, I can't wait to see him in action. Arch is maybe he goes to the Saints. I got my fingers crossed. If Arch goes to the Saints, I will be a full-blown Saints fan. I will. The people here in Atlanta will hate my guts, but I will switch allegiance. I will. I'll become a Saints fan. I'm eager. We'll see what he does. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We don't know when Arch is going, if he's staying, but we do know we got a couple of coaches. One is never coaching again. Never say never. Nick Saban. And another guy just got a contract extension. That's Rick Carlisle. We'll talk about both of these dudes on the other side of the break. But right now, you heard his voice. It's a news flash with Marco Belletti.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. A couple of things we learned today. Daniel Jones is the starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. CJ Carr is going to be the starting quarterback for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Arch, he said, I don't know what my grandpa was talking about. He's like, I haven't made a decision about staying in college, going into the draft. He says, man, I'm just taking everything one day at a time. But we also have clarity on a few other individuals. Two coaches not playing. One, Rick Carlisle of the Indiana Pacers. After a 50-win season, taking the Indiana Pacers to the NBA Finals, Halliburton knocking down all those crazy shots, going all the way to a Game 7. Halliburton tears his Achilles, season is over, but Rick Carlisle just continues to have success. He's now in the top 10 when it comes down to coaches in playoff wins. Rick Carlisle, we know what he did with the Dallas Mavericks. The guy won a championship. He's been to multiple Eastern Conference Finals. He is, damn it, he's the Mavericks' all-time winningest coach. And he's had two stints with the Indiana Pacers. This man, whenever he hangs it up, he's going into the Hall of Fame. I also know that Rick Carlisle has been a big lead for the Coaches Association, akin to the Players Association. He's been a real advocate for the coaches union as well. And so today it was announced by the Indiana Pacers, when it comes to the coaches, they never publicly share what their contracts look like. They're not obligated to, but we'll find out eventually. Rick Carlisle is going nowhere, announced today by the Pacers. And Pascal Siakam, back in June, when they were on their finals run, Pascal had some positive words about Rick Carlisle as a coach.
Been definitely a calming presence. His communication and like you said, he has the experience. He does a good job of preparing us for games. Not only just like in terms of game plan, but mentally and like, you know, he's definitely one of those coaches that, again, like talking to him and he can just like give you a good perspective on certain things and maybe make me look at things a little differently than I look at or whatever. But I think he's been so great with us. In that, just preparing us for games and also putting us in a mindset like ready to just go out there and be ourselves.
And everybody says that Rick Carlisle has adjusted over the years. I mean, he was a bench warmer on the Boston Celtics that year they won the championship in 86. He barely had an NBA career, but he was around long enough to become a head coach. Good on him. He's one of the few dudes to play. Yeah, he played. And then also go out there and coach and win a championship. So good on Rick Carlisle. They say he went from being a micromanager to letting everybody just go out there and be free. Unfortunately for Rick Carlisle, he's going to have to show how well he can coach next year because Halliburton is going to be out the entire season with that blown Achilles. And then you got Miles Turner, who's now going to be, I don't know, catching alley-oops and shooting threes off of Giannis Antetokounmpo. So the Indiana Pacers is similar to the Boston Celtics in a little bit of a gap year. Don't expect anything this season. And who knows what Halliburton looks like when he comes back. He's going to have, what, a year and a half off? Botch, is that a year and a half? Almost 2 years by the time he's back?
Probably a year and a half, I guess, because late finals run. I'm assuming he's out the entire year.
So he got hurt in June of this year. It's June of 2025. Next year is, oh, yeah, so he'll be back a little more than a year. A little more than a year, right?
Yeah, October of 26.
Yeah, so he'll be, it's not that bad. Hopefully he can round into form as the season rolls on. But he's going to have plenty of time to get it together. So let's see how good of a job Rick Carlisle can do without two of his stars. Meanwhile, we have a legendary coach in his space, Nick Saban. You might recall, Craig McElroy was sitting around on his show, and he was pretty much saying, because he's Mr. Alabama, he's just like, yeah, you know, a little birdie told me there's a possibility that Nick Saban, you know, he might want to come back at some point in time. Everybody's going, man, what are you talking about? Why would he told everybody, him and his wife was sitting around, and it sounds like a reasonable conversation. He and his wife are sitting around going, why are we doing this? Like, we used to have students come over, like, I want to play for you. I want to go to the NFL. I want to learn. And now they got guys who come in and just go, how much money is Alabama going to pay me? And at that point, I don't blame Nick Saban for going, man, I need to get the hell out of here. This is not what I signed up for. You got transfer portal. I got to pay the kids. They don't care about nothing else. It's the pros now. Nick Saban finally gave us a retort. He said McElroy doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. And in another time, he would have got his ass whooped in the locker room. Listen to this.
Coach, what do you say to the rumors that you are returning to the sidelines to coach?
You know, I don't know where that came from. You know, Greg McElroy played quarterback for us. And if he'd have done something like that when he was a player, he'd have got his ass
kicked. Ooh, okay. So here's a question, Botcher. Would he be beating him up, or would he have somebody in the locker room do it for him?
I think Nick Saban would call him the offensive lineman or the backups to beat him up.
Okay, all right. It sounds like one of these NCAA violations, but why not? Why not? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe McElroy was smoking something before he said that. Leave. If there's a guy who ain't coming back, I can name him. Nick Saban, Coach K, Jim Boeheim, Jay Wright ain't coming back to this. Everybody who's left over the past bunch of years, they just said, I'm out of here. There's no point in them coming back. Why do you want the stress? These guys have won. They've been successful. They're going to be venturing into a space that is completely different, which is why they bounced in the first place. They're not like Bill Belichick, who pulled the Uno reverse. The NFL didn't want him, and he had no choice but to go to college if he wanted to coach. Why take the stress, man? Take the money and relax. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Yeah, there's such thing as doing too much. DTM. Is Joe Burrow doing too much? Did he do too much last night? Is he hurting himself? I'll explain. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the other side of the break. Don't move. If I work.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.